Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Tally.
855-450-FREE. Brian and Stephanie are off at a Liberty event, so they are not here this evening. So, you know, you get Tally and I here doing the show. And you give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. We've been talking about the situation with Bradley Manning making his apology. And, Tally, you were pointing out that there have been several people that have made these kind of apologies in front of the court. Can you give me a list here and give me some idea of what they've done?
Well, there's a few that come to mind, right? There's, I guess, probably some kind of plea deal that Tommy Chong took. And he took that in large part to protect his wife against prosecution. And so part of that deal was that he was going to film TV commercials. And his idea was that, you know, he would do things like dance with his pretty wife instead of smoke pot. And that's what he wanted to encourage. But you can hear this documentary. I forgot what the name of it is, but it's about Tommy Chong. Or AKA Tommy Chong is the name of the documentary. They show somebody's rolling a camera behind the scenes, and you have these government agents say, hey, do it in the Tommy Chong voice. You know, we want young people to hear Tommy Chong say that not to use drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Emery, who some of Free Talk Live's listeners may know as the Prince of Pot.
By the way, I want to point out how one can, why one would have to take a plea deal in order to protect one's wife. Let's say you're in a car and there's some marijuana found. It's you and your wife in the car. Now, you know, somebody's going to go. The fact is that the police find the marijuana for whatever reason, and you're both going to go to jail for that. And they're going to prosecute both of you for possession and probably get a conviction on both of you if you own this car jointly and you're in the car together and that kind of thing. So essentially, if you want to cut in half the damage to your family, one of you's got to fall on the sword.
And they wanted Tommy Chong.
And, of course they want Tommy Chong. He's the one that they're going to want. They probably just gave him the plea bargain of having to do this commercial, you know, maybe not much else.
Oh, no, he spent jail time. I'd recommend the documentary, a.k.a. Tommy Chong. But also, it was to save his son from prosecution. The son was actually the guy running the bong business, and he was using the notoriety of his father's name.
I see. And I'm just... There's so many times when I've seen instances where one person will take the fall for the other person, and, you know, I know why they do it. I get it. In our culture, it's the man that's supposed to do it. I spent myself 8 years, 6 months, and 21 days in prison, and I saw a lot of guys who, for whatever reason, took the fall for something that they could have. I knew one guy who actually took a drunk driving rap for his girlfriend while he was on probation and with the intention of protecting her. And he got four years for that. He was going to do 2 years on 4 years. This is back before Florida had the 85% rule. And, you know, it's going to be really, really difficult to do that, especially, by the way, when your girlfriend leaves you about halfway through your sentence for Jody, as it were. So, and who can blame her? Think about it. In a young person's life, a year is a tremendous amount of time.
I'm watching this TV show called Orange is the New Black. It's about women in this federal prison. It's really interesting and kind of reminds me of this topic. But anyway, I was mentioning Mark Emery. He had this plan to overgrow the state by sending marijuana seeds around the world from, I believe, Canadian British Columbia.
Right.
And that includes the United States, so he got on the radar of the Drug Enforcement Agency. So currently he's in a federal prison. I hear the latest is that soon he'll be able to go to a Canadian prison before he's released. I'm not sure how much time he has left. But anyway, he did these heroic acts of civil disobedience, but at the end he disavowed civil disobedience as a tactic and also said that he would rather work through the system in the future.
And... you know, what this reminds me of is these show trials put on in many of these dictatorships, including the Soviet Union when I was a kid. You know, I remember sitting in the 1971 Cutlass with the cabriolet top and the metallic orange paint job with the little hole in the driver's side from where my dad threw a piece of shell through the not through, but I mean the with the mower. He ran over a piece of shell with the mower, and it threw the shell through the. It sounded like my dad was a really strong guy through the piece of the door, through the plate steel of the door. And talking to my mom while I was being taken to school about what are the differences, because it was a, you know, Russia was a scary thing. The Soviet Union was a scary thing back then. What are the differences between them and us? And one of the things that would be discussed is how somebody there gets a fake trial and then has to, at the end of the trial, make some kind of apology before they get sent off to the gulag. Likely they're making the apology simply to protect their family in that circumstance, because whatever the punishment's going to be in that gulag, it's going to break them. Just read Solzhenitsyn. And I wonder how different it is now. I don't think the gulags are as tough, but I think that they're tougher on people's minds. I think the U.S. prison system's been designed to sort of break people's spirits as opposed to their bodies.
Well, the entire system, including the court process, where people, like you said, are forced to make the, not forced, but they know they can get a sentence reduction if they make statements like Bradley Manning made, like Tommy Chong, Mark Emery, and even Rich Paul.
By the way, Ian Freeman had a situation where he was my co-host. He had a couch on his front lawn, and it was not his front lawn, I'm sorry, his tenants had a couch out on their lawn, and he basically refused to force them to remove it, and that somehow or another went to court. You can watch the video on YouTube. Just search Ian Freeman couch, and you can see how this judge is just ready to, he's ready to nail this guy to a cross. Basically, he doesn't sit down quickly enough for the judge. All kinds of things. They're going after him. They give him a total for saying, in one case, they give him a total of 90 days jail time for contempt of court. Three times, 30 days. The first one was for not sitting down quickly enough and kind of talking out of turn. The second one, I can't remember, but one of them, the second and the third, and I can't remember precisely, one of them was for saying, no, I don't understand. For saying he didn't understand what was going on in the court, he got 30 days. That, and then, you know, he was spent 4 days in jail. I had to deal with the show and his girlfriend at the time, Julia, who does the show here sometimes. And, yeah, he had an opportunity to allocate, is what it's called, allocution. And he apologized for something or other in front of the court, and they let him out after, you know, he spent the weekend in jail. So he went in Friday, he got out on Monday.
Even though it's pretty clear, according to that video, he didn't do anything wrong and he wasn't disrespectful, I didn't think.
Well, it's all depends on one's point of view. There are plenty of people that would disagree that he is terrible what he did. My God, that man in a silly black muumuu needs to be respected. You're respecting the court. But whatever, you know, I mean, whatever the case may be, it's when one is given the opportunity to apologize, the most principled of us will often break. And I don't know what else to say about that. I don't think that there's anything wrong with it particularly. I just think it's kind of sick that we've got a system that wants to break you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they don't want these people to be seen as heroic, and a lot of people do. You know, they're fans of Tommy Chong, or they see Bradley Manning as somebody like myself who speaks truth to power. So if some of the last words that the person says during this trial that has a lot of attention can acquiesce to the state, then they are going to see that as a win.
Yeah, that's exactly what they see it as, and they're going to see it, you know, as far as they're concerned, if they can get one person who might be to hold these people up as heroes, they're basically just trying to kill heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. I don't know. I think that this, as far as I can tell, this government's in its death throes. It's going down. It's turning into something that it stood against in the past, and I think it's really sad.
So it's a good idea to work to replace that, something with that's a lot more peaceful.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We're getting it wrong here. Straighten us out. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me a numeral.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation.
Innovation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Tally.
Both Tally and I moved up here to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. And the Free State Project is a project to get 20,000 people to state their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you're tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, sign up now for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We are over 70% of the way towards reaching the goal of 20,000 people. I think it's like 73% of the way. So get really close to that three-quarters mark. You give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Will calling in from East Tennessee. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you been?
Is this Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty?
This is.
So what's on your mind, Will?
Well, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the media about an event that I've gotten involved with. And I love the open-air format of your radio show and the fact that it carries to so many people all over the place in so many different political persuasions, because it gives the opportunity for clearings of the air. And there's been a lot of talk about what they're calling a million Muslim march on 9/11.
Right. I have heard the news stories that there's going to be a million Muslim march on 9/11 to the Washington, D.C., and God knows what they'll do when they get there.
Now, this is the first I've heard about it, so if somebody could tell me about it, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, well, let me tell you the real story about it instead of the MSM filtered story. Basically, a Muslim organization contacted some other Muslim organization about doing a march to discuss the targeting of Muslims since 9/11. And these Muslim organizations declined, and most of them decided they didn't want to get involved. There was actually a little bit of a backlash from the community about even discussing that kind of an event. So what happened was some liberty-oriented groups actually decided that they wanted to get involved and kind of refocus the event, since the groundwork had kind of already been laid and the Muslim organizations weren't really interested in being a part of it, and that they would just kind of redirect the focus, and it wouldn't be a million Muslim march. It would be a million Americans. It would just be a million people against fear. Basically,
there was a lot of fear after 9/11, and I can see why one would make that point. It seems like America has changed since then, and that there's less fear of foreign invaders and probably more fear of the government.
Yeah, and that's the problem that we see, and some of the media have tried to also portray it as a 9/11 truth event as well, and it's not. I mean, unless you saw Fort Fest or Atlanta Music Liberty Festival or any other event that happens to allow a person who has questions about the official story on 9/11, unless you label the entire of the 9/11 truth event.
I have questions about what happened on 9/11. I don't consider that to make me a 9/11 truther. I don't consider it to be the most important issue. It's not even among the top 10 issues, in my opinion, facing the U.S. today. And if I did get the answers, I would likely consider those answers to be lies because they're coming from politicians.
Exactly.
So which liberty groups?
It's not about 9/11 truth. And it's not about Muslims being targeted, and it's not about the NDAA. It's really about more than that. It's about a day that's a national tragedy, and regardless of the culprits, it's been used to justify or excuse every erosion of our liberties in the past 12 years. And that's the Patriot Act, the NDAA, police militarization, and the national security state, and that's just like the top of the list. There's more and more and more and more that could be listed, and that's basically what the event is about. You know, the million American march against fear is basically about people that are sick and tired of government that's trying to make slaves of free people. You know, that they've decided that because we have this day of mourning, that they can now use that and in the American psyche to justify anything and everything that they do to try to aggress against free people in this country.
So what is the call to action, and where can people learn more about it?
Well, right now we're overhauling the website and stuff, but you can go to mamaf.webs.com. Most of the information that's there is about to be completely changed, and the new organizations that are involved are all going to be listed. And basically the goal is, you know, we don't believe that government's going to listen. But we do want to show the other people that are out there that don't show up, you guys aren't the only ones. And there's a lot of us out here that are fed up with the fact that this tragedy is being used to justify everything that's been done to us as a country for the last decade.
It has, I think that's a pretty accurate statement, is that, you know, 9/11 has been used as an incredible cudgel by the government to enact all kinds of, you know, just horrifying big government.
You're saying right there in Concord is coming from a Homeland Security grant. And is that not, is that stuff, was it not set up and originally put together and the groundwork laid for it because of?
9/11, sure. The Homeland Security was basically created because of 9/11.
But hasn't the government kept us safe since 9/11?
No. I don't know. Do you feel safe?
Actually, I don't, because I don't trust the government. Yeah.
I don't feel safe.
Who's amassing these armored vehicles all over the country? And
Yeah, I
feel what you're saying.
Yeah, well,
arrested and kidnapped because he exercised his First and Second Amendment rights in front of a monument to someone who stood for First and Second Amendment rights. I mean, come on, what country are we living in here?
You're talking about Adam Kokesh.
People overseas.
Yep, you're talking about Adam Kokesh, and he's just, you know, just one of a myriad of situations where, you know, this government's out of control and violating the Bill of Rights, but. I think that when you point at terrorism here in this country, basically the vast majority of terrorists that have been caught in this country have been people that have been funded by, the plan has been created by, they've been armed by the FBI. The ones that operate on their own, they tend to get very close to their completing, or they do complete, and it's civilians that you know, basically tip the authorities off for these people.
Speaking of Kokesh and blowback, I mean, now he was dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. He was assaulted by some park police, and now he's organizing the final American Revolution. Just wanted to put that out there.
I don't think he's organizing anything from a jail cell at this point.
Yeah,
frankly.
Yeah. I was about to say, the last time I checked, I think he's sitting like in federal holding somewhere.
Yeah. Poor guy. I sincerely hope he gets out of jail. I think the terminology for the Second American Revolution is a little bombastic. But I do think the guy is one of the most articulate voices in the Liberty Movement today. Will, thank you. How can people find out more about the project?
We can go to the Million American March Against Fear on Facebook.
There you go. Million American March Against Fear.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Will. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, or you can give us a call on Skype? Our handle is lrn.fm. Send a friend request or a contact request, and we'll accept it, and you can call in on Skype. The audio is a lot better, too. It's 855-450-FREE, and on Skype it's lrn.fm. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, whatever the outdoor enthusiast in your life may want or need, it's at manventureoutpost.com. It's a name brand, and it's at the lowest price, likely at the lowest price. I haven't been able to find one item yet that isn't priced the best at manventureoutpost.com. Surely there must be one when you look at the tens of thousands of items they have available there at manventureoutpost.com. But I haven't yet found it. They've got firearms, rifles, pistols, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and much more at manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. Like I said, I've always found they had the lowest prices. They advertise rock-bottom prices. Go check it for yourself. And you can get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
Now, I believe, despite the name, that they will also sell to women.
They actually have women's apparel, too. It's, you know, you got to have a name when you have a website, and I bet you that males are probably the largest portion of their audience, being outdoor enthusiasts. Just a guess, but everybody wants to get the best prices. As a matter of fact, my wife has purchased some apparel for me from manventureoutpost.com, so she, you know, women can surf the site just fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something in their genes or anything. ManVentureOutpost.com. So, Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty just called in, and he talked about his an event that they're involved in called the Million Americans March Against Fear on 9/11. And in that conversation, he mentioned Adam Kokesh. And Jason, you kind of wanted to talk about this. Kokesh had a video out where, I guess Kokesh had planned, was it July 4th?
Yes.
For July 4th, he had planned this big march on Washington, D.C., where people would be armed but marching in formation from where, you know, someplace in Virginia where open carry is completely legal, and across the bridge into Washington, D.C., where basically the possession of a firearm is completely illegal. And to some extent, sort of point out the absurdity of laws in this country when it comes to guns. You can walk freely around the state of Virginia on one side of some river. Is there a bridge that you have to cross?
Yes.
You know the area. I don't know.
I used to live in Northern Virginia and work in D.C., and so, yes.
And so
cross a river.
You cross the Potomac, is that it?
I don't know which one I had planned.
Some little flowing bit of water there on a bridge. At some point on that bridge, you cross some imaginary line that somebody holds to be valuable, and you go from being completely legal to utterly illegal. And, you know, he was going to, you know, have some folks march in formation to sort of show this and how it went. And the folks in D.C. are like, holy God, they're going to kill us all. They're marching to destroy Washington.
Now, what did they call that?
I don't know what they called that. I can't remember.
Was that called the final American Revolution?
I don't think that one was.
Okay.
I think that he kind of got, basically got a... He got in trouble in Philadelphia for a smokeout thing they're doing there, some marijuana. They got targeted in some way. For some reason, by some police there, they decided to lock Kokesh up.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like a bunch of hooey.
Oh, and that's when he concocted the final American Revolution?
Well, that's when he concocted the idea that, look, we don't have to march on D.C. Everybody can go to their state capital and do their thing. Of course, he did this in conjunction with another activity that was going on the same day where people were supposed to go to their state capitals, and I can't remember, I can't remember which one
right.
It was.
Right, on July 4th, some people went to their state capitals. Kokesh made a video where he loaded a shotgun and said, we'll see you next July 2014 for the final American Revolution.
He put like three or four rounds in the shotgun,
right,
which makes a lot of noise, and that's good, you know, it's good for the microphones to... Chuk, chuk. And then he clack, clack, he cocks or whatever, chambers around in the shotgun and makes a threatening statement. I mean, you know, like he says, we'll see you next year for the final American Revolution or something like that. And he's got a gun in his hand that he's just chambered around.
So the reason I wanted to address this more, and thanks for the opportunity, Mark, you said that he was, one of the best speakers that Liberty Movement
has? I think he's an extraordinarily articulate person when it comes to pointing out these ideas and putting them in a way that the average person can really get a hold of them.
You know, I've been on, when he was on RT, I was on that show, and I really supported him when he was attacked for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. Jefferson Memorial is something that I actually thought of initially, and he was responding to a court decision, him and eventually hundreds of people dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. And so I supported all of that.
By the way, were you involved in the Jefferson One?
Yes.
So you, when you were the crasher in chief?
No, not during. That was after
okay.
that.
Okay.
I just thought it'd be at midnight on Jefferson's birthday. The idea was
what year was this?
Oh my, 2009.
Okay.
Maybe 2008. To have your individualized music in your ears and dance. Jefferson was
some
known
really,
to.
Really mild activism here where let's go to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. when basically nobody's there. We won't be disturbing anybody. We'll play some music in our headphones and we'll dance in celebration of, you know, one of the less unsavory politicians in U.S. history.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was his birthday, but also, you know, just to enjoy your freedom. I mean, it was a flat surface at night. It was wonderful. And I didn't think we'd be bothering anybody, and we weren't, but one person was arrested. That's the Jefferson One that you mentioned. But anyway, went through the court process, and so Eddie Free and eventually Adam Kokesh said that they were going to break that judge's decision by dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. So it led to hundreds of people showing up after they were both arrested and assaulted by a couple of park police officers. Anyway... Yeah, I mean, I totally supported that. I always support the peaceful side. But there's this campaign called My Friend Adam that has Adam Kokesh posing with puppy dogs and small
children. We're involved
in
that campaign, yep.
And they advertise on the Free Talk Live website. And I was asked to, you know, just a Facebook event invite, you know, make a video and talk about how peaceful Adam Kokesh is. And I'm like, what kind of doublespeak is this? I saw the video of Adam Kokesh loading the shotgun, talking about see you on July 4th. That doesn't strike me as peaceful.
Well, I think that Adam has done a great deal of peaceful things in his life, and that's what I was hoping to portray here. I think that, okay, so the people that should be incarcerated before trial are people that, A, you're certain are a flight risk, not people that you think, oh, well, maybe they could run away, and people that are dangerous to themselves and others. He hasn't, not to themselves, to others. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to jump off a cliff and you make arrangements to have that stuff cleaned up, then it's fine by me. But in his case, he made a statement about what might happen on July 4th, but he doesn't, you know, let's get him, if you want to bring him to trial, but don't incarcerate him for it, is what my thought process is. I think the government loves to incarcerate people for, and punish people, essentially. The same treatment you get before being, you know, judged and adjudicated is the same treatment you get after.
Well, this judge said that he was a dangerous man, and this My Friend Adam campaign, is it myfriendadam.org or
I'm
com?
Not entirely sure what the website is.
So the judge said he was dangerous. The campaign says, no, he's not. Show, you know, talk about how peaceful Adam is to, you know, rebut this. And so I couldn't do that because I didn't see what Adam was doing as a peaceful act. But the judge said that he was far too dangerous to let out. And from his perspective, I mean, is he wrong? I'd love for some callers to weigh in.
People, your thoughts on Adam Kokesh and his activism? I've got to say, I'm unsurprised that he ended up in jail over this particular activism. 855-453. I do support him, you know, making whatever statements he makes as long as he doesn't harm anybody. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6900. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S. USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you who don't have the little letters on your phone, sometimes it can be hard to dial those. Remember, I used to have a cell phone that didn't have letters on it. So if anybody would spell something like free, I would have to figure out, do the counting in my head for the letters and what the numbers might be, maybe even write it down if it was too far down the list. I just didn't know. So 855-450-FREE to talk with us. We're talking right now, and you can call about anything, but we're talking right now about Adam Kokesh, his incarceration, and his activism prior to that.
And the final American Revolution.
The final American Revolution. And I think that, you know, I think you've got some points here, Tally. Real quick, I want to tell folks about my success with a diet product called Axia 30. It's made by Chamonix, which is a company that's known for its all-natural ingredients. It doesn't make you jittery and weird, and I can't handle, Tally, you know I can't handle a stimulant. You gave me some coffee to drink, and I took about 3 sips of it, and I realized, oh yeah, this is regular coffee. I can tell that quick. So I can't have anything with a stimulant in it. This doesn't have that. If you want to, and maybe it'll work for you, I've got to say it's a challenge to have a diet product that doesn't stimulate one and still causes them to lose weight. But it's working for me. I've lost more than 10 pounds on Axia 30. And I think that it may work for you. You get a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight with Axia 30, you get your money back. You can give them a call at 800-543-6613. Chamonix has been around a long time. You can trust him. 800-543-6613. And call now. And when you do, you get a free month of Axia 30 with your order. So that's an extra bottle of Axia 30. 800-543-6613. Let's talk to Sam in Tennessee. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I was just calling. You know, I personally have been a fan of Adam Kokesh for quite some time. I've added him to my Facebook and stuff like that. And I've also been on his show live, spoken to the people live on his show. And I got to say, Adam Kokesh, in my opinion, is a very, very... very much a patriot, in my opinion. The guy stands up for what he believes in. That's something that we're lacking in today's society.
Are you going to follow?
I'm sorry.
Are you going to follow him down the road of the final American Revolution?
If we don't get it now, and you know, make something happen of it. It's all just talk. You know, anybody can sit on the couch and press the remote control and say they're going to do this or that. Getting off that couch and making it happen is a whole different ballgame.
Okay, so are you going to get off the couch and join Kokesh in the final American Revolution?
Not just Kokesh. I'm actually following the rest of society right now with the bridge protest of impeaching Obama to Adam Kokesh. If Adam Kokesh has an event in where I live here in Nashville, absolutely I'll be a part of it. But we got to take a stand on it because it's just getting so far out of hand. I mean, with the police state, with the government, you know, up your tailpipe for any reason whatsoever, including speeding tickets.
Well, what is the final American Revolution to you?
I can't answer that. Only time's going to tell if there even is such a thing. You know, I heard you say earlier, as I just tuned in, you made a comment about Thomas Jefferson and him being an unsavory character. And in my opinion, again, I think Thomas Jefferson was a real patriot.
I didn't say that. What I said is that he was less unsavory than most politicians.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me be clear. Thomas Jefferson knew that he broke the Constitution when he sent the incipient U.S. Navy to Tripoli. This is where the Marines were created, you know, and the shores of Tripoli, that one. He knew he broke the Constitution, and that... you know, that's kind of what I'm saying, is that none of the rest would have even acknowledged that it was the breaking of the Constitution.
Yeah, and about Thomas Jefferson, you know, I was joking about renouncing a lot of the things that I've done in the past. I mean, celebrating Thomas Jefferson is, you know, one thing for a white guy, but if you can empathize with the slaves that he had while he was writing these magnificent words of freedom, then I think, you know, I have less reverence for Thomas Jefferson.
Well, but anyway, I can agree with that. But, yeah, my biggest thing is, you know, I still haven't seen that it was proven that he wasn't in front of a green screen. I wasn't there. I don't know if he actually did the deed of loading a shotgun. And not to mention the fact that, you know, we have our right to the Constitution and, you know, the right to bear arms.
Right.
And you know, a judge has already ruled in D.C. that it is not illegal to have guns, but yet the D.C. authorities, or I call them servants, they say, no, you can't. Well,
yep.
Which one trumpets which? Is it the federal government going to be the rulemakers, or is it going to be the local government?
And I think that's the best point. Now, we had Kokesh on the show here on Free Talk Live, and he said, as I recall, he claimed that basically it wasn't in front of a green screen. And it didn't look like it to me, and I wouldn't care one way or the other. I wanted to put that green screen meme out there just in case he needed to have some level of protection for what he did. But that's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if he loads some, you know, some rounds into a shotgun and cocks the shotgun, as long as he doesn't aim it at anybody, he hasn't done anything wrong. Now, I think that the problem here is really the way that he went about doing it as far as the government's concerned. The government speaks the language of violence. They are an organization that claims for themselves the monopoly privilege on the use of violence.
But isn't Kokesh using that language and with the final American Revolution?
And the revolution was a violent violent thing, and most revolutions
right.
are.
But this is why I'm a liberty activist. This is why I'm skeptical of state power, because I don't like the tactics they use. So I'm not going to jump on board a movement, the final American Revolution, that is going to use those same tactics, because what are we going to have when it's all over? We're going to have the same thing.
Well, I agree also to a certain point, but, you know, there's also been some famous quotes, and they ring true to this day, again, in my opinion. You know, anybody that gives up security for liberty, or the other way around, rather.
Right, you know, liberty for security, sure.
Then you deserve neither. And that's so true, because so many Americans are so willing to be docile and lay down and just get run over, where I'm one of the Americans that say, no, I've had enough. You come with
right.
my guns, I'm drawing the line. You can have my bullets, but I'll be happy to give them to you one at a time.
Well, I mean, there's ways to empower yourself that don't include using guns and violence. I mean, you can use, more security in your electronic transmissions and, you know, resist the state that way.
Well, let me ask you this. How effective has it been for people to pick up the phone and call their congressmen and their senators and complain about, well, just out of the blue, Obama's birth certificate issue. Everybody refuses to look into it. Now, again, I don't want to get off subject, but, you know, it's go to your congressman, go to your senators, call them and let them know. And then they go ahead and they vote anyways, opposite of what everybody has asked for. The majority of the people have asked for them not to impede on our right to bear arms, and Obama's just said, well, you know what? Tough luck, because what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sign a small arms treaty with the UN.
There's a lot to be upset about. I just think it would be a better use of time, instead of focusing on weapons and violence, to focus on peace, how to, you know, live independently from the state, work with others to do that. You know, we only have so much time, and
right.
I don't want to respond to the state by using their own tactics of violence.
And I don't think that Kokesh has increased anyone's ability to keep and bear arms with his actions, and likely won't increase that. And it's sad. I mean, I support the guy largely in his activism, and I feel that he came as close to the line as he could possibly come without stepping over for me. But I know he stepped over for the government people, and I fear terribly for what's going to happen to him. Sam, I do really appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. I was totally where Sam is now a few years ago. And as far as the fighting goes, the government's going to win every fight. They've got remote control airplanes that drop bombs off of them. They've got bulletproof tanks, bulletproof vehicles. They've got people that work for their side that get big paychecks to follow orders and not think about the Constitution, even though they swore an oath to it. They're going to win any confrontation that has to do with flinging lead in one direction or another.
The state knows exactly what to do with violent people. I mean, that's their business model. So,
right.
You know, why
whether
give them
violence reciprocal or not?
Right. So, you know, why give them targets? And there's just much more effective ways to speak out against the state violence.
And if you're willing to die for it, you might be willing to pick up and move to one of the Liberty Projects that there are around the country. I recommend the Free State Project of freestateproject.org. And you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. People on the line, we'll get to him. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.